were you able to have such an impact in today's game without, obviously, no preseason reps?
Definitely tired out there, but I know what I'm doing. You know, I know what I'm doing within the framework of the defense, and I know what they expect of me and what they want me to do. So, you know, it's to create pressure, make tackles, and just be a wrecking force on the front line. So, you know, I try and do that, and unfortunately, I was able to come away with a little bit of success today.
You said you were tired. What kind of a strain does Vic put on a defense?
Yeah, it's obviously different when you're, you know, preparing for, you know, Cobb and a gunslinger's mentality, and then all of a sudden go to a guy who's a run first. Type quarterback and he's got some speed, so you got to have a guy spying him or watching him at all times. Got to keep your integrity on those rush lanes, so you can't just be freely rushing the passer. So it's definitely tough. We didn't expect it, but you know, it's good learning. You know, if we go against another quarterback with some training skills, but you know, I thought overall it was a good win, a great game, and you know, there's a lot of things to learn from it. It's a tough game to play. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be injuries, and you hate to see them on either side of the ball. But, you know, we were hoping those guys, you know, I know it probably looks like there's a few season enders out there. But, yeah, it's tough. It's a game of football, but, you know, it more so speaks to the backups and that they need to step up. It's their time to shine and kind of earn their spot in the NFL. So, you know, I think hopefully we didn't have too many guys go down today. But like I said, you know, it's all about, you know, stepping up and rising to the challenge. I did all right. You know, physically, I got to you know, get my wind back. But for the most part, I knew what I was doing mentally. I know, like I was saying earlier, I know what they expect of me. And unfortunately, I was able to make a few plays out there today. So you know, I didn't think I played my best ball. Obviously, you know, 4 weeks off and you know, limited work. But at the same time, I thought I did some good things out there. But there's always ways to improve. That's what I look to do.
Guess on the fourth down play.
Come on, guess. That's what we studied for. We had a high inclination that they were going to be running a quarterback sneak. So you know, we knew where we were throwing. And fortunately, a few guys won the one-on-one battles, and you know, we made a play to get off the field and win the game. I mean, I think so. But it also just depends on the player that you're talking to. You look at guys like Charles Woodson, they're always making an attempt at the ball, or, you know, there's a reason why they're a playmaker. And I like to think that mine, you know, I got to, you know, I don't know how many sacks I have, but I got to think on a few of the hits on the quarterback and a few of the sacks that there was great cover skills. You know, it was nothing special that I did, but, you know, and a lot of it's willpower. You know, you want to get there. That's what a, you know, D-line pass rush is all about, is who wants it more. And I think I want to get to the quarterback a lot more than they want to keep me from getting to him. It's very big, especially to start the season on the road. We haven't won in 138 years. It's tough, but you know, I thought we did well. Like I said, the biggest thing is we came away with a victory, and there's lots of room for improvement. But we'll take it. It's the first game of the season. There's lots of stuff to learn on, and we'll move forward from here.
What were your impressions of Cobb all the time you saw
him? You don't mind, you know. I think I'm not sure what happened. If it was a head injury or shoulder or whatnot. Jaw?
Okay.
Apologize, man. Yeah, you know.
Rogers going to the
podium. There you go, guys. All right, anyways, yeah, no, he did well out there. Obviously, you know, we prepared for him, so I thought we game planned him quite well. But obviously, with Vic coming in there, it's a whole different dimension in which we, you know, we game plan for, but there's no simulating a quarterback that can move like that. He still got it, so I'm gassed right now, you know, chasing him around all day. But, you know, they got a heck of a team, and that's a great win for us.
Clay, before the two-minute warning, yeah, you passed off, which you don't see very often, and then you rested up in the two-minute warning. How did you have the willpower to do what you did on that fourth down play?
I mean, that's what my position's all about, is willpower. It's about getting it done. And like you said, you know, with four weeks off and with limited practice, I was obviously going to be physically gassed. And, you know, I knew it was on the line. The game was on the line. And, you know, I needed to be in there for my team. You know, not only myself but my team, to put our team in the best possible situation. Unfortunately, it paid off on our 4th-and-1. House in which I possess, I feel like I can bring a different look from wherever I'm coming off, whether that be the right, left, middle, and unfortunately I'm able to do that a few times and get a few quarterback pressures off that. So, you know, whatever they want to put me, I'm going to try my hardest and hopefully it pays off.
Worst thing you did today, not Cobb out of the game?
No, worst thing I did was drop a pick six. Trust me, that won't happen again, but, you know, I give up a few sacks for that, but, yeah, I mean, you are right. A few guys were giving me grief about knocking Cobb out of the game because Well, I mean, as you guys saw, Vic's an exceptional athlete. He was moving around with them making plays. So I've been saying the real story is who's going to be starting for Philly next week? That's what you guys need to think about.
Could you have scripted this any better? I mean, you have two sacks, another near sack, another near pick.
Three sacks and a pick?
Three sacks.
No, I mean,
yeah.
Oh, we're sending that in. Yeah. You know, anytime you come away with a win, that's what we strive for in this league. So, especially against a great team, with a very explosive player in their division or what are we in, NFC foe. So, it's a great win. You know, I think a lot of the guys were saying what a great win this was to come in, especially on the road in which we haven't won here in 60 some whatever years. So, it's a great feeling, a great victory, and a great way to start the season.
Did you feel like you guys were getting a little bit of a workout and you thought, hey, we need to get off the field at all?
Absolutely. Always went 3-and-out. I think we did a great job. I think we had 22 plays in the first half. You know, a bunch of opportunities to hit the quarterback, make interceptions and turnovers and whatnot. So, you know, second half, obviously we need to buckle down a little more. We got a different threat with Vic in the game, but we definitely got our work cut out for us tonight. But I thought overall we did well. There's things to improve on each and every weekend, but the biggest thing is we got to win. Let's get out of here and, you know, look over the table.
What is the proposal like this week when you're down to two healthy, right? Rodgers didn't play like himself, Grant gets hurt. I mean, to start the season, this showed some toughness here.
Yeah, it really did. You know, a lot of guys had to step up tonight. There's no doubt about it. You know, a lot of, you know, you see Cohen coming back up with Cash on his hand, obviously with Grant going down. You know, a few players here and there to step it up, Randy Jackson. So, you know, it did show some toughness about our team. You know, we want to win. We know what we have. We know what we can do. So it's all about putting it together now. I think that's what the biggest emphasis on this team is, putting it all together. You know, I don't think we're going to let anything squander from us. So about making plays and having guys, the 45-man roster, step up, whoever's out there. We're just able to make a good read. You know, we had a high inclination that they were going to run a quarterback sneak, and unfortunately, a few guys were able to win their one-on-one battles and make a play, get off the field, and preserve a victory. So it was real big for us. I think I might have taken up a few guys there, and you know, hopefully, a few other guys were able to get in on it. But yeah, I was able to slip inside the tight end and maybe occupy the running back or fullback, whoever they had in there, and get off the field. That's really all it boils down.